Hi, everyone. Welcome to Bad Examples. Woo! I'm Tracy.
And I'm Jessica.
And we were on Style Network's reality shows Jerseylicious and Glam Fairy, which followed Jessica as a makeup artist and me as a hairstylist. So obviously you may think that this whole podcast is going to be about beauty, but you would be wrong. Mm-hmm. We are going to talk about everything from love to relationships to sex to just being a hoe. We are your new go-to girls for everything bad.
So if you haven't listened to the threesome episode, you probably should. And actually, I wish we had done this for poor Demi Moore. Because if you haven't heard, she recently came out with a book and she blames her divorce with Ashton Kutcher on the threesomes they had together.
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't know about anything about this.
Well, yeah. I mean, unless you were one of the girls, you probably wouldn't.
No. I haven't heard anything about this book. Okay, Jess.
So what Demi said is that she tried to change herself for Kutcher. And I think she pretty much is saying, like, she was conscious of the age difference.
Hold on. Doesn't she give you vibes like that?
Like, she doesn't give a fuck. Like, she would do them happily.
Way more than he would want them.
Yeah, but she said he expressed his fantasy of bringing a third person into the bed, and she didn't say no. She wanted to show him how great and fun she could be.
Yeah, that's what happens when you're dating younger, because you constantly have to prove to them, I'm not old and boring. Sure, I'll have a threesome with this smoking hot 20-year-old.
Yep.
And then he ends up with Mila Kunis.
Yeah.
Do we think, or am I starting rumors, one of them could have been Mila Kunis and then he ended up with her? Ooh, am I rumor milling it right now?
Ooh, I like that rumor mill. Hold on, there's more to the story.
Because Mila Kunis gives me vibes that she totally would.
Stop saying that everybody gives you these vibes.
I do. I get like weird.
We need to talk to celebrities more if you're going to do this, because I love it.
I get weird vibes off celebrities and I'm like, ooh, that one's weird. That one does weird shit. That one says weird shit. Like Mariah Carey, I have so many weird vibes from her.
Well, I think that one, everyone's got weird vibes from her. Okay, so she said he expressed that this was his fantasy and that she really wanted to please him. And we kind of talked about this, how a lot of women...
It has to be for you, too. You can't do it for somebody
they
else.
They do it to please their man. Oh, never. It's a birthday gift or whatever. Like, he's younger, you're older, so you're like, Demi, you're trying to, like, show that you're cool. But, like, if you're not feeling it in your gut, you're going to regret it, right?
It's going to take a toll. It's going to eat at you.
Yep, it's going to eat at you. And she pretty much says that, you know, she regretted it. You know, it's not good to, like, look back at your threesome experience and, like,
imagine being the third for Ashton and Demi.
This must be fucking crazy.
Imagine the stories that this... I wish I was a fly on the wall so I could hear the stories.
So, after her threesome, okay, she saw media reports that claimed that he had cheated on her with a 22-year-old Pilates instructor.
Isn't that always the case?
It's always the case. So he had an affair. She was trying to be cool. And imagine, like, seeing that in the news. And she was like, she knew when she saw that.
It was true?
It was true. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
Uh-huh. And, you know, she confronted him about the cheating and he tried to deflect. What do we always say?
When men call you crazy, you deflect.
They call you crazy. Like, they're pointing.
They flip it on you.
Yeah,
they're guilty.
And he claimed that the threesomes were part of the reason for his infidelity. Like, he had gotten, like, a taste of it. Mm. So it's like you do one nice thing and
let me tell you, no good deed goes unpunished.
Yeah. Because this is what he told her. Because we brought a third person into our relationship that blurred the lines to some extent. He tried to justify what he'd done.
Oh, but of course.
This is why.
What typical man would
you give a little, they
you get nothing.
A lot. Yeah, I mean, a typical man would try to flip it like that.
They used to tell us this story in, like, kindergarten. There was, like, if you give a mouse a cookie, it's a book, and you read in kindergarten. It's about always wanting more.
It's unbelievable.
Always wanting more. And what they were trying to do was teach girls in pre-K, don't give him anything.
Yeah.
Because he'll always want more.
But you know what? Like, you know, by him saying, like, oh, the lines were blurred, that's why Tracy has her fucking rules. So there are no blurred lines. It's very
this
clear.
This is not a fucking Miley and what's that guy's name?
Thor's brother?
No. That guy who sang Blurred Lines. Isn't that what that was about?
You said Miley and that guy. And I was like,
she twerked on him at the performance.
Oh, Robert De Niro.
Robin Thicke. Wow, the backtracking it took to get there.
Robert Thicke. It's like the most proper perverted name ever.
I'm dying. His
name would be Dick Thicke.
That's Richard, you stupid ass.
Who's Robert?
A fucking human. A regular guy named Robert. You're Dick Thicke. That would be Richard Thicke. I have actual tears.
Could Richard's name, his last name officially be Thicke Ardildo?
Yeah. Oh, Ardildo Richard?
Yeah, Richard Thicke.
Richard
Thicke. That's
Richard
his
Thicke.
New name.
Because it's Dick Thicke. Oh, who God. Gave us a show?
Who gave us a show?
Call the authorities.
We shouldn't be allowed out of the house ever.
Definitely not. Do you have a celebrity that like that you have like a weird unexplainable fear of?
No. What does that even mean?
Like,
yeah, get comfortable. Explain.
Like, okay. I have a fear of this celebrity where I can't watch shows with him in it because there's no, like, okay, some people are scared of, like, people who play Mike Myers or so they, like, their real character. They're traumatized.
Yes.
Like, a lot of people.
I do then have a this person.
This is why Linda Blair, who played The Exorcist, never got a role, an acting role, except for, hold on, S Club 7.
Because people were terrified.
She was on S Club 7, that show, when we were, like, kids, for, like, 2 seconds. But people were so terrified. And she was such a recognizable face. She never got a job after The Exorcist.
Whoa.
And I have a real fear. If I were to even see a picture of her, I'd be like, holy shit, like, that's the... I don't...
That's
she's not
who
a
your
human.
Person is?
She's not... No. Mine's
Who's
even
yours?
Worse. For no fucking reason... Why did I just blank on his name? No, I know it. It's I say it all the time, and I guess like my fear is literally taking over right now because
I can Google it.
Footloose. No, I'm not kidding.
Kevin Bacon.
Yes, Kevin fucking Bacon. I have such a unexplainable fear of him. I know he played that movie Hollow Man, but that's not what the fear is. He gives me such fucking creep vibes. I can't get past it, and I have a very hard time watching movies with him in it.
I hear you. I see you.
Yeah.
And I understand
you. Do you? Do you have a person?
I do.
Who?
Jim Carrey.
Yeah, I get it. He is so scared. Not only that, have you ever seen him do an interview?
No.
Can't fucking focus. All over the place. It's like, are you human?
Like,
what?
Pet Detective is one of the scariest movies to me. My husband's
Ace
like,
Ventura?
It's a comedy. I go,
it's terrifying.
Yeah, it scares me.
Ace Ventura, he, like, all of them.
The Mask?
The
terrifying.
Mask.
I don't find any of those movies funny. They
no,
scare me.
I listen,
Dumb
I get
and
it.
Dumber? I'm like, is this a movie about two serial killers?
No.
What the fuck?
Listen, I don't find funny comedy funny. I find dry humor funny. My funnies are like The Hangover. Wedding Crashers, Bridesmaids, dry humor that it's like sarcasm, anything with Vince Vaughn, pretty much. Will Ferrell, no, not so much. Adam Sandler, not really. What's his name that you just said? Jim Carrey, not really, not at all. Like, I don't find them funny at all. Dry humor is like Ed Helms for me.
You don't like Ed Helms?
No, I love him.
Oh,
he's
okay.
Dry humor.
Gotcha,
he's hysterical.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what it is. There was this movie he was in with Charlize Theron where he kidnaps her daughter.
Yeah.
And the whole time I was like, I would literally not be able to focus on getting my daughter back because of my fear for him. Woof.
Denny?
Hey.
Hey, who am I scared of? What celebrity? What, like, movies do I hate?
Anything with
so
Jim Carrey in it.
Yeah.
He knows.
He's so scary, right?
Ace Ventura, The Mask, etc.
Anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you have any celebrities that like you can't watch their movies?
Because you're scared of them?
Or like you're just like freaked out by them?
Not really.
Did we just wake you up?
No, I'm watching a Shia LaBeouf.
Oh my god, he's another one. With Shia LaBeouf, his new thing.
I'm on a huge Shia LaBeouf kick right now.
He's like, "Did you watch the interview with Shia LaBeouf?" I go,
First of all, his name, I can't. Shia LaBeouf.
LaBeouf.
LaBeouf, you sound so fancy.
Shia LaBeouf is so high right now.
No, he's not, only for you.
I literally can't. He fell off the face of the earth.
Then is there any other celebrities I'm scared of? I thought there was one more I was scared of. I can't think of it though.
Oh my god. He's so drunk.
Probably something else you just didn't want to watch. You think you're scared of him.
Oh yeah, whenever Dennis wants to watch something, I'm like, I'm scared of that guy.
What a weirdo.
He's like, you can't say that for everything.
So not scary.
Yeah.
Pee Wee Herman, I don't like
that. Oh, Pee Wee Herman's terrifying.
First of all, 100%. I think he's everyone's fear.
Horrible.
No, he's not. He's not scary. It's just like the shit in the movies are scary.
No,
the fact that he had a whole playhouse is very concerning.
YouTube and search the Large Marge scene from
Large Marge.
Scared the shit out of me when I was a kid.
Why? Oh, it scared you?
Yeah.
So how could you say he's not scary?
Pee-wee's not scary.
Yeah, he is. He's terrifying. All right, we're going. I'll see you. I'll call you when I'm leaving. Bye.
I'm not scared of many like movies. I'm a horror enthusiast. Mm. I love Halloween's my favorite. I love all that shit. But like, see me out at a fucking a corn maze or some shit, and a guy with a chainsaw is chasing me.
Bro.
You've never seen somebody run who has asthma so fast.
Asthmatic Trey.
Asthmatic. Running, sprinting for her life.
We went into a corn maze last Halloween, okay? And there was like teenage girls in front of us, you know, like flirting with the guys, like having a good time. And this guy with the chainsaw, like,
destroyed
made eye contact with us and was like, I'm gonna fuck with these girls right now. And this fucking girl was like, Tyler, stop doing that, Tyler. And I'm like, that ain't Tyler.
That's not fucking Tyler.
This fucking guy comes out with a chainsaw. I thought these girls were gonna die.
I'm telling you, I'm a
like,
strong
please
bitch.
Fuck with these 17-year-olds and leave me alone.
I'm a strong bitch until you catch me at a horror house and then they chase me with a chainsaw. You'd think I was the biggest bitch. Baby loser crying in public, hyperventilating, inhaler, all
good.
Of it at once.
Good. I'm glad something scares
you. No, that is the I don't like it in real life because I'm like, how do I fucking know there's no chain on that?
Right.
Like, okay, this is an open fucking field.
God.
And it's all fun and games until someone really gets stabbed.
Yeah. Like on a movie set, like actors accidentally shoot
themselves. I'm like, okay. You know. I just feel like you talk to your kids like nothing, like important things are important. Like I try to scare them. I'm like, you don't stay by my side. Someone's going to kidnap you and they're going to sell you and send you on a plane and I'm never going to see you again.
Oh my God.
I teach them stuff that's scary.
Send you on a
and
plane.
Then I teach them that scary fake stuff is not real.
Mm.
So it's like the real shit that really is important. I scare them with, but then stuff like they're like, I want to watch Annabelle. I'm like, I got to watch it first and then I'll see if you can watch it. But like they're 3 and 4 and a half. Like it's an 18 and plus movie. It's frowned upon.
I feel like the key thing that you're really saying here is that you have really good communication with
your kids. Yeah, I do. I talk to them. Like I tell them everything. They want to know something and they ask me. Like one day when they're like, where do babies come from?
Oh, please.
I'm not
going to
tell them that I'm going to that, you know, a stork drops them off. I'm going to be like,
I'm going to tell them that.
I'm going to, like the softest way that I can, tell them what goes on and be like, this is why you have to be careful with boyfriends and whatever else, because you could get pregnant and then you don't get to go to college and have fun with your friends.
That will
like
do it.
Prom night. Okay, you want to go to prom night? Okay, you have a boyfriend? That's fine. But I'm going to traumatize you about being a parent before prom gets here.
Oh, I can't wait for that teenager. Shut up, mom. You're embarrassing me.
Oh, I'm going to be so embarrassing. I'm going to be the ultimate embarrassing mom. I'm going to be the mom at drop off with boobs and lashes up to their chin. And the same mom who's blasting like my type of music in the car, picking them up from school.
Mom, stop playing this oldies.
Yeah. Stop playing Ludacris in the car, mom. It's
mom.
Ridiculous. He died 10 years ago.
No one likes DMX, mom.
I'm like, everyone loves DMX.
Yeah. Stop backing that ass up, mom. You're embarrassing us.
Can you stop backing it up in the drive-thru? I swear to God, they're going to hate me. And then just when my friends are around, it's even worse. Because I'm just even worse when they're here.
So there you go. So, embarrassing story. I'm a vegetarian. You guys know that. And I order weird shit when I do fast food. Like, I'll go to Burger King and, like, get a burger with no meat.
They have meatless burgers now, and everyone's raging about it.
It's delicious, by the way.
Is it?
Yeah. You would not... It's an Impossible Whopper. If I gave you a Whopper, an Impossible Whopper, you would not know.
I don't really eat meat from fast food ever. I think the last time was with you,
It
was because I was like, I was just like, you put me in the mood for it, but like, I literally never do.
All right. Jersey Mike's is the sandwich place by our house. And I had this genius idea today to get a BLT.
Bacon, lettuce, tomato.
But make my own veggie bacon, but get everything else from there.
Okay.
So that it's still like
so
delicious.
Fucking tomato and lettuce.
So I'm like, hey, can I have a BLT, but can you put the bacon on the side? So of course, you know, everyone has to look at me like I'm crazy. And I'm like, all right, whatever. Let's all go crazy, funny, crazy girl. Okay, cool. And they put the bacon in like a bucket for me, like a side
in
of bucket.
In a bucket.
But like the way Jersey Mike's goes, it's like a line. Bam, 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 right? They're making the bread. Like, who's next? Who's next?
It's like Subway.
If they're quick. So I'm like, okay, like the guy behind me, I'm like, where the fuck's my sandwich? So I'm like, can I get my sandwich? And they're like, well, what did you get? I'm like, the BLT with the bacon on the side. I like blew everyone's mind to the point. I'm like, just put, I just need a bread. Just give me the bread with the mayo, the fucking tomato and the lettuce. Like, you can't figure this out. I was there for 20 minutes because they couldn't just put the bread. Like, no one understood that because there's usually meat on the bread. They're like, wait, what am I doing with this bread? Just putting mayo on it? And I'm just like,
as if vegetarians don't exist.
I'm like, guys, work with me here. Work with me here.
Wow.
But I made the bacon. I put it in the oven. It's like pre-packed in like the cold aisle of the supermarket. And that shit was fucking so good. I was happy as a pig and shit today on my BLT. You should have seen me.
Good for you. I never ate Jersey Mike's in my whole life. And I grew up in Jersey. And until Jessica made me eat it at her house one day.
She's good, right?
It's good. But it's like basically Subway, right? And to
No.
I feel like it kind of is. I grew up with literally like Italian deli slicing the meat. So I like for me to like step outside that and get a pre-sliced meat, it was like hard for me to do.
It ain't Subway. I won't eat it fucking Subway.
Ew. I mean,
Tan Mom, ew.
Ew.
It's a like upgraded Subway.
It's a fucking
it's definitely
rich
not
bitch
like
glorified
Giovanni's
Subway.
Deli,
no, it's not Gina's Italian Deli in East Hanover.
Yeah, it's good.
Not. No, I never could
What'd
do prepackaged. I don't remember. I'm sure it's like chicken, sliced chicken and cheese or sliced turkey and cheese with lettuce, mayo, oil and vinegar. Mm-hmm. That's my jam. But I just never had it. You like kind of got me onto it. And like, I'll eat it. Yeah, for sure. But like my go-to is always like a hard Italian bread.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
And everyone's like fresh. Go-to. Fuck yeah. I don't know how to eat. Like I've never eaten Subway unless I was force fed or like at a hospital waiting for somebody.
Ew. No, I won't eat at a Subway. I don't know what makes Jersey Mike's different. It's just.
Is it only in Jersey also? Is it only in Jersey?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I always skeeved it because I was like, do you know I've never eaten at Olive Garden? This was like a huge thing. I posted it all over. I like videoed me like getting breadsticks for the first time.
The breadsticks are good.
They're okay at best.
Oh my God. How
they
dare
are
you?
Fucking decent.
How dare you?
They're decent. The breadsticks are decent. Everyone's like, first of all, I grew up in a town where it is fucking shameful to tell people that you've been to an Olive Garden.
It's
shameful.
Just, you're not going there for Italian food. You're going there for filthy, like, all-you-can-eat salad and, like, a million breadsticks.
I guess. Like, I one day was like, you know what? I got to find out what the fucking hype about these breadsticks is. I ordered it from Livingston, which fucking the most not Italian fucking Olive Garden there ever was.
Bro. You're coming over next time and I am going to
I just want
you
I want yes no this is what I want. I want my mind to be checked because I literally spent my whole life fighting the Olive Garden.
Yeah,
everyone's
Shane,
like everyone would be as a kid growing up they'd be like, I'm going to Olive Garden with my parents, do you want to come? I'd be like, Mom, they're going to Olive Garden. No,
yeah, it's offensive.
Don't dare come to me and ask me that. My mom was like, shooketh that I'd even had the gall to ask her if I could step my fucking foot into an Olive Garden.
I didn't have Olive Garden until I was like in college. Like I,
right.
My
I still
haven't
because
there.
I felt shaming my family.
Yeah.
Going. But then one day I saw a commercial and I was like, I need to know what the fucking hype. Endless breadsticks, endless salad. I'm like, what is the hype? I gotta know. And I went and got it, and the breadsticks were fucking decent.
All right, I'll tell you why.
Friday's breadsticks are better than
there. I'll tell you why, because you gotta get the side of Alfredo dip and you dip those.
This is the problem. I need a fucking college girl to do me up on this.
Let me take you on a food tour of America. Yes. Of the worst, shittiest foods.
Wonderful. Because I need to understand it. But even like people I know, they're like, oh my God, the salads there are so good. Why? Why are they so good? Tell me why.
By
I need
the
to
way,
know.
Oh,
next
because
time
they
I
come
need
over
it.
With the cheese thing and they go, tell me when. And you just
I love a tell me when. And I just make full blown eye contact with whoever tells me.
It's always so fucking awkward.
Like, literally every time.
And you always try to make a joke and they never laugh or like, they're just like, oh, how many times? Like, just fucking tell me how much cheese like, you want.
I literally, before they start now, I'm like, you're going to be here for a while.
Yeah. And they're just like, oh, I fucking hate
this. You're
going to
be here for a while. I literally tell them, I'm like, cheese me the fuck down.
So they do an endless pasta bowl, meaning
I don't want to eat
when
the
you're,
pasta.
Yeah, but guess
it's
who
not
does?
Not about the pasta.
Fucking Denny. So like we're literally done with our meal and he's like, I'll have another. I'm like, how could you possibly fit this much pasta?
I like I'm getting stomach? Hungry right now thinking of food though, because I haven't eaten all day. So
but let me tell you, when I take you to a Jersey Mike's, when you're actually in a Jersey
I
Mike's,
believe you what you're saying
you
now.
Will understand
I didn't know
the
that.
Like cleanliness of it and the like, and this is why when I was fucking getting fucked over the whole time.
No, when I was because, getting fucked over with my real bacon.
Because there's a precise, like, the way they do it is smooth. There's always a line, and it's just like you're in and out so fast. Like, the people that work there are fucking A+. Like,
those are college grads
no,
right there.
Yeah, fuck yeah, they
fuck
are.
Fuck yeah, college grads, master's degree.
Every penny, those dudes hell that yeah. work at Jersey Mike's, they take their job fucking seriously. They're like, you want it Mike's way? And if you say, what's Mike's way, they'll fucking kick you out.
Wait, because you, one time when I was like, I'm on my way to your house, and you're like, okay. And then you're like, what do you want? And I read you the name of it. And you're like, oh, you want Mike's way? And I'm like, no, I want a number 8. Oh, yeah. And you were like, yeah, but you want it the way it's written on paper. And I was like, oh, no. I don't want this and I don't want that. You're like, so not Mike's way. And I was like, I don't fucking know what this shit means.
We're definitely going. I'm definitely taking a video.
I feel like a disgrace to Jersey a little bit because it's Jersey Mike's and I like really never had it.
It is weird that
at the same time, I feel happy for my ancestors that they'd be proud that I never ate at Jersey Mike's
well,
and I never ate at Olive Garden.
That like it's so popular in our area because you would think most people are like stuck up about it.
Yeah, I am. I'm a fucking snob.
But
I'm a food snob. Fucking to me, good breadsticks is honestly like I hate saying this, but like Pizza Hut is such bomb breadsticks.
Oh my God.
I go to Pizza Hut just for the breadsticks. I don't want your disgusting pizza.
Yep.
But give me a fucking 30 pack of breadsticks, sure.
Oh my God.
But like the Olive Garden ones were shit. And I'm like, prove me wrong. Maybe it was the area.
I'm gonna take you.
Next time I come to your house, I want endless breadsticks and endless salad.
Oh my God. They give you the it's so good. Oh my God, I'm getting hungry. Dude, all I know is being a vegetarian, which is how we
it's
started
rough.
This. It's so fucking rough because wherever I go, either A, they get it wrong or like they have to like make it into a big deal. Like
they like want a question like, so are you vegan? Like, no, I'm not vegan. I just don't eat meat. Like fucking don't put meat on my sandwich.
I will say like the McDonald's, like they've kind of figured Wendy's. Like when I order no meat now they don't, they just. They type it right in. They don't even ask anymore.
So wait, you said this once before. You went to Wendy's and you ordered a no meat burger.
So I get the cheeseburger deluxe.
So you get everything. You get lettuce, tomato, cheese, and
mayo
and whatever ketchup. With no burger.
No
Do
burger.
You fucking miss the taste of like
no.
what's missing in it? Like no. how does it taste the
tastes
same?
It's like a delicious cheeseburger. Sometimes if Denny's with me, I'll ask for the meat on the side and they'll put the patty in like a thing and Dennis will like eat it like an animal.
Wow, like when you bring home food for your dog?
Yes, yes.
When you bring home a doggy bag?
Or like he'll get a burger and then he'll make it a double like with my patty.
Wow, yeah. Saving money.
He always says, he's like, everyone's always like, oh, doesn't she annoy you? He's like, I love she's a vegetarian because
I get
eat.
All her meat. Yeah. But you don't cook him meat, right? Do you?
I do, yeah.
You do? So you can still touch it?
Oh, I fucking gag and I hate it, but I do it.
But you like the Denny meat. So you're not a true vegetarian. That's like my joke when I meet a lesbian. I'm like, oh, so you're a vegetarian. And they're like, we're not cool like that, bro. Don't talk to me like that. I'm like, okay.
You know,
I'm like the dad joke when I meet
him. I want to make it clear that I am not that vegetarian that like forces my beliefs on everybody.
Yeah,
that I know.
No, you don't.
Like I'm
a pescatarian sometimes.
Yeah,
like I'll always eat fish, which is contaminated as fuck.
To,
but
you know, eat meat or I'll never. I like will gag when I'm cooking, but like not in front of him. I don't want to like gross him out with the food. But like, I mean, have you ever seen fucking chicken raw? It is the most.
It's filthy.
I sometimes fucking white shit around it. The fat, the
skin,
blood. I can't.
I can't cook red meat. I literally, even when I make tacos for everybody, I have to use like chopped chicken or turkey meat. Like I can't use red meat. It freaks me out. I don't make burgers. I don't make anything like with red meat. I don't like how it looks. I can't. The blood everywhere. Chicken, raw chicken. I've gotten over it, but
the chicken's the worst.
It like sometimes when I'm eating it after, I'm like literally like thinking back. I'm like,
what
I just touched
white shit on the sides. You
it's
have to cut
fat.
Off.
That
you can't get
it's
off.
Fat.
It's.
It's fat.
It's fucking
disgusting.
Gross. It's disgusting.
And I, when I was pregnant, oh, wait till you're pregnant. You're not going to be able to cook him food. I couldn't even touch raw chicken. I literally threw up every time I looked at any type of meat. Made me fucking nauseous. I didn't eat any meat pregnant. Like, I think one time, like, I had a craving and I was like, it's fine because I didn't cook it. But, like, I couldn't fucking eat, touch nothing meat when I was pregnant. I skeeved it so bad. I was so freaked out.
That's how this all started, really, because, like, if you fry me some chicken nuggets and, like, coat them and say they're from Chick-fil-A, like, I know those shits are yummy and I'll eat them. But physically seeing what this shit looks like raw, like, I guess I just never realized, like, oh, the blood.
First
is
of all,
like
you could go eat chicken nuggets
blood.
From any of these fast food places because that shit's not chicken. So you go ahead and eat those chicken nuggets. That shit is not chicken. That's like processed pink puff. It's disgusting.
But you know what I mean? Like, you never think about, like, oh, this is actual blood. Like, this is actually like a living thing. Like, it's just so gross.
It skeeves me. It's and disgusting. When I was pregnant, I could not do with either any of them.
So what the fuck did you eat? Because I'm worried about
sometimes
that.
I would get a craving for it. Like I'd be like, I need tacos now. Yeah. And I'd get tacos. But like it would be like carnitas tacos. It would never be like chopped red meat. I still couldn't. I never ate red meat pregnant. It was like so gross. And like now I still don't eat red meat because like I'll eat like my parents are fucking burger and dog people down the shore. They'll like barbecue and whatever.
Yeah.
And I'm like, where's my brother's girlfriend's veggie patties? Because I'll eat that.
I have the best veggie dogs in the game for you.
Wait, I need that because I would love to eat a hot dog. They smell so good.
They smell
good.
I
can't get past it. To this day, had one bite of a hot dog. I can't fucking do it.
I got the best veggie dogs. Not only that, they're literally like 1 point on Weight Watchers. They're like fucking air.
You got to tell me what this is.
They're so good. And you grill them like you do like a regular
hot
dog.
Yeah, no, I'll eat that. I'll give that to the kids.
On that bitch, mustard, oh, the whole thing.
No, I would eat 75 hot dogs. I just can't get past what's in it, so I have
75 wieners.
I could be in a throw that shit in my face. I literally would be in a fucking hot dog eating contest if they were not really what was hot dogs. Oh. If they were veggie hot dogs.
I got you because I've tried
because I love
every
the
brand.
Smell of them. I just can't fucking put it in my mouth. But I'll put a regular dick in my mouth. But I can't put a fucking hot dog. I can't do it.
These dudes are the fucking best. They're in not the frozen. They're
show me
because
I'm going to read it for everyone who wants to know. Let's read it.
Yeah.
Let's see what it says. Light life since 1979. Smart dogs. Meatless veggie hot dogs. 7 grams of veggie protein. Non-GMO. Project verified. You guys, it's a red package with a picture of a hot dog on it.
And you get them and like I said, they're not frozen. They're refrigerated like you would regular hot dogs. That's why I like
them.
Yeah,
I just really, I feel like I'm missing out on some food because I can't do it.
Hot dog has 50 calories and 2 grams of fat.
Wow.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Because there's nothing in it.
Yeah.
It's not fucking cow snout and whatever the fuck else gets ground up in there.
No. So I love them. Like I said, I put ketchup, mustard, a little cheesy dog. Put in a good bun.
You're making me so hungry. I literally need to eat food right now.
Let's go.
Can
go
we
do that.
Be done?
Yes.
Can we go get food somewhere?
Agree. Let's
or
do
are
it.
You tired and need to go to bed?
No, we're eating.
Okay, guys. So we're going to take a quick break and we will be right back because Jess and I are going to go thicker treating.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called Pie. People, influences, and experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know ya at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcast, homecast.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
I'm Jane Perlez, longtime foreign correspondent and former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. I've been a foreign correspondent in lots of places, Somalia, Indonesia, Pakistan, but nowhere as important to the world as China.
I mean, China is not dropping anti-democratic paratroopers into Montana. But of course, we did see things like the weather balloon / spy balloon riveting the whole country for a week.
This is Face Off, an 8-part series in which we'll take you behind the scenes to key moments in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. We'll speak with a diplomat, a spy, a tech reporter, a U.S. admiral, even Yo-Yo Ma. Plus, my pal and noted China historian Rana Mitter joins the conversation. We'll look at what's driving the two nations apart and explore whether anything can help bring them back together. Face Off launches April 9th.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
Keep it simple.
I'm making the promo.
Just keep it simple. Just say, hey, we're the Brav Bros. Two guys that talk about Bravo.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're the Brav Bros.
No.
Oh.
Dude, stop with the voice. Keep it simple.
I've seen promos on TV, dude. This is how you get the fans engaged. This is how you get listeners. We're trying to get listeners here. If we just say, oh, we're two dudes that talk about Bravo, people are going to get tired of it already. We need some oomph.
All right, then fine. Let's try to do it with your voice.
Brav Bros.
Good job.
We're talking about Orate today. Orate is fine jewelry made in New York City, founded by women for women. The pieces range from anything classic to original statements to the jewelry you've always wanted but you can never find.
All Orate pieces come with a lifetime warranty because you know that they last. They have hacked the jewelry market, so they're making real gold accessible to you at a very affordable price.
Me and Tracy have the most beautiful rings from Orate. Mm-hmm. I call them best friend rings, but she doesn't. But they're hearts. Like, they go wrap around your finger. Mine's rose gold and hers is silver. And I love this ring. It like matches my wedding band perfectly. I don't wear any other rings. It's the only ring I wear on my fingers besides my wedding stuff.
You guys, we're going to give you 15% off your first Orate purchase. You're going to go to orateneworkcom/badexamples. Use code badexamples. So that is AURATENewYork.com/badexamples. 15% off your first purchase. I promise you, you're going to love the selection that they have. They have so many different looks, so many different pieces.
And it's not just beautiful design and amazing quality at great prices. All of the pieces are ethically sourced, and you can wear them every day. All right, guys, join me and Tracy. Get a matching bestie ring for 15% off. That's AURATENewYork.com/badexamples. Use promo code badexamples. That's AURATENewYork.com.
So where are we headed?
Okay. This is, I don't know why this is like groundbreaking, but
it is groundbreaking because this is something that nobody should ever do.
We've talked about Olive Garden, and now it's time to take Tracy to Olive Garden. Listen, we in Club Baddie, we brought this up. It's been very controversial. People are very passionate about either they hate Olive Garden, like they're puke emojiing it.
Yeah, puke emoji.
That's
fucking aggressive. It actually made me fucking cringe to yeah. even go there tonight.
Or people are like, holy shit, like, OG Olive Garden.
OG.
Is the
she calls it the OG.
Bay
fuck you.
Of like, listen, I think Denny put it perfectly when he said
he called it fast food
Italian food. Like,
wow.
You don't go to Taco Bell for like authentic
genuine
Mexican. You know what I mean?
I guess.
All right, we're going to Olive Garden now. We will be back with an update from Treyway.
It'll probably suck.
Take that back.
Nom 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 nom. Ah.
We're back from Olive Garden.
I feel comatose, honestly.
I feel
comatose.
Fulfilled, but in a like vile. You know the feeling?
Gluttony.
After
one of the seven deadly sins.
The feeling after right you now. Masturbate where you're just like disgusted with yourself.
No, I'm proud.
Like you watch a video that's just like, okay, that makes me uncomfortable. Like I'm physically uncomfortable. I'm mentally uncomfortable.
I feel as if I'm slipping into a food coma. I almost passed out in the car. Then I got too fat and dizzy.
My heart is beating. So like my body is trying to pump
blood.
Did you
take a count?
How many breadsticks I ate?
Yeah. I had 4 breadsticks.
Oh, I had more than 4.
And 3 things of salad, and I'm literally dying. I can't breathe. I feel my asthma kicking in. Like, I really need my inhaler because my trachea it's like shrinking from the amount of fat in my body right now.
Let's start at the beginning. Get your notes out. We took notes.
Mm-hmm.
First of all,
I walk in.
There's a, how long of a wait?
45 minutes.
For the fucking Olive Garden on a Sunday night.
Where are they going?
I feel like my
also,
making all weird sounds.
Yeah. I walked around as we were waiting and I noticed a tremendous amount of cheese everywhere.
Everywhere.
I kept thinking, there's no way.
So
all
you've
these
never
people
been
are...
in, you've never been inside an Olive Garden?
No, never.
What'd you think of the like, you know, the folklore of it all?
The ambiance?
Yeah.
I didn't really notice. All I noticed was cheese. Okay. A lot of grated cheese.
Okay. And so we go in there, they're like 45 minutes, and at first we were gonna get it to go.
I wish.
And then I was like, you know, I just feel like the fresh breadsticks, the refilling of the salad, like we really needed to stay. So I'm like, fuck it. We put our name in and Tracy proceeded to hide in the bushes. There was literally like fake plants. I'm like, bitch, what are you doing? She's hiding.
I don't want anyone to see me.
Yeah, she didn't want anyone to see her.
I was scarred. You know who called and FaceTimed me as we were there, right? My fucking mom. She's like, what are you doing? I'm like, oh, I'm recording. And she goes, you look like you're at a restaurant. I was like, oh, yeah. She was like, where are you? I'm like, Olive Garden. And she was like, okay. Like, it was so hard to believe.
She just, like, glazed over because she didn't want to pay it attention.
She didn't want to give it life.
Yeah, she didn't want to give it life.
She
exactly.
She was so sickened by me.
All right, so
I'm like, it's not too late, Mom. You can put me up for adoption.
We wait for our table, and then what happens?
So the host comes over and he goes, Jessica. And I was like, oh my God, don't yell so loud.
Yeah, Tracy was like, shut your mouth.
Shut your mouth.
We didn't want to draw attention to ourselves.
I was like, don't yell at so
she scared the fucking guy. He like didn't say another word.
He was like, Jessica. shut your mouth.
Shut your mouth.
I can't. Oh my God. So he was like, okay, we're going to bring you up here. I was like, we're hiding from somebody. He goes, who? I'm like, everybody.
Yeah. So this motherfucker put us all the way in the corner, which was
all
really
good.
All
the way in the back. And it was very hot back there. And so our waiter comes over, Sergio, and says, what can I get you? The whole thing, whatever.
By the way, Tracy was like, I don't know. You got to order for me. Like we were.
Oh,
like,
I didn't even know what to order. He's like, what would you like? And I'm like, I don't fucking know. I don't know how this works here.
So Denny got a meal and we just had salad
and breadsticks.
Denny
got the giant
chicken parm
and the waiter... And I quote, excellent choice, sir.
Excellent choice. I'm like,
are we at a 5-star restaurant somewhere in New York City? What's happening?
Like, you kind of picture the waiter with
excellent
like,
choice, sir.
In the, you know, penguin suit.
Yeah, with like
choice.
The white towel laying
yes,
over his arm.
Yes, excellent choice. Mm,
it was amazing. So Sergio also changed the temperature for us.
Yeah, I was like, Sergio, I'm not trying to be that girl in Olive Garden, but there's no airflow.
It's fucking hot back here, bitch. We're stuffy.
You're stuffy.
It is.
We're both wearing hoodies
and complaining
about the temperature.
Basically. And now I have chills.
And then we decided to let Sergio know that this was Tracy's first time at Olive Garden, that we did not, if we had a stale breadstick,
we were
going to
report
it
on the podcast. Mm-hmm. And he said, oh my gosh, okay, I'll make sure they're all, did you just burp? You fucking insane.
Dying. I just burped garlic.
Okay. Back to the podcast. Jessica literally told him, we don't want any stale breadsticks. We're recording this for a podcast. Don't fuck it up.
I was like, listen, it's her first time. Like, handle with care. You know what I mean? Like, don't bring those shits out. Like, I'll burn to a motherfucking crisp.
Yeah.
Bring the Alfredo sauce out. Hot.
What I learned was that if you don't eat them in like the first 7 minutes, 7.5 minutes, they start getting crusty on the ends.
You got to set your phone timer for sure.
Yeah, it's like 6 minute countdown. You got to finish that last breadstick before it hits 7.5 minutes.
So,
I mean, the salad is good. It's decent, but it's like literally every other place's salad. I was understanding of why people would like it because it just keeps getting brought to your table.
Even,
but it's okay. It's okay.
Even with the endless cheese grater?
Yeah, I mean, it literally tastes like any other half salad, house salad.
Okay.
So like, I
get it. But it wasn't, you wouldn't describe it as like, ew, gross.
No, it wasn't gross. It was just decent at best, I guess. Damn. The breadsticks were good when you first ate them. Mm-hmm. If they took too long, if you took too long to digest and waited to have another breadstick, they started to get harder.
What about the dipping sauce?
Dipping sauce was probably the best. I was some pretty good fucking Alfredo.
How many bowls did we eat?
We went through 2 bowls between you, me, and Danny.
But they were large.
Large bowls of dipping sauce. I didn't eat anything from the second bowl because I was too full. I couldn't do it. But I did eat 4 breadsticks. I can eat an order of 6 breadsticks from Fridays without problem. The Alfredo sauce is thick. I mean, we got waters. I can't imagine if anyone got a soda.
The Alfredo sauce is thick, and now so are we. Mm.
I'm at an unhealthy weight as of an hour ago. Yeah.
It's disturbing how I feel.
And it was just breadsticks and salad. That's why I'm confused, because I ate salad.
Like, our service was great.
Sergio's incredible. So the manager at Secaucus, Sergio Olive Garden, needs a raise. Sergio needs a raise. Yeah. He treated us like we were at a 5-star restaurant.
No, I was like, this guy needs to be working at literally a 5-star restaurant. Yeah. I mean, his, you know, like, we were like, compliments to the chef, bro. Like,
yeah, compliments to your boss who hired you, bro.
Yeah, he crushed it. He was awesome.
Okay, so do I think they're like the world's best breadsticks and salad? No.
Okay, but can I tell you
but
my theory?
I do appreciate how soft they were when they first came out. I have a theory. But I can't eat that fast. So like,
part of the Olive Garden obsession is the same thing that like fast food has. Like when you go to a McDonald's, like you have it and then like a few days later you kind of crave it. I predict, my prediction is that the next time we record, you're going to be like, you know what? I'm craving. You're going to use the word craving. Mm-hmm. I'm really craving that Alfredo dipping sauce. And let's get some breadsticks.
Listen, like, I won't fight that. If it happens, I'm going to say it.
Yeah. Like, that's how these restaurants are become what they are. Like, they have, like, addictive properties in them. And all of a sudden, you're going to find yourself daydreaming about Olive Garden.
I'm waiting for the day to happen, honestly.
I do want to make it clear that I was not trying to impress Tracy with this fancy Italian feast, okay?
No, she just wanted to prove to me that it's not disgusting, because I, in my head, have always thought it was, oh my God, I can't even step foot in there.
Yeah, but it wasn't, you wouldn't call it disgusting. I mean, you had a piece of Jenny's chicken parm.
Oh, this is my review on that. Denny ordered the giant chicken parm, which is the size of an abdomen, pretty much. And the Alfredo pasta on the side.
Oh, I can't even think about it.
I want to vomit. I literally feel my body tensing up as I speak. The Alfredo pasta was not only cooked al dente, it was clearly, the water was not salted as they cooked the pasta. So any Italian or actually cook in general knows you salt the pasta. You salt the water when you're going to cook pasta. Mm-hmm. That it wasn't. But the chicken was comparable to like a Wendy's chicken nugget.
Which is kind of what you go there for.
I mean, I get it. That's what it is. It's
like
not real
Zenny
food. It's
said,
like
this tastes like a chicken nugget.
It does.
And
it's
he finished the whole thing.
Yeah, he literally enjoyed wiped it clean. But I took a bite of it and I was like, it tastes like the dollar menu chicken from Wendy's. Crispy chicken.
And not only this, but to add to the ambiance, there was a Chucky doll. Next to us.
Yeah. So then this family of 3 moms or sisters or aunts or something came with 3 kids and 1 Chucky doll. And he got his own seat at the head of the table. I took a picture of it because I figured one would believe this.
You know that when you're
and it wasn't the good guy's doll. It was the Chucky doll.
You know when you feel your face and you get a pimple and you could feel it, like it just came. Like I just got a pimple by my mouth. Like I
just this second.
Just this fucking. It was like the a blemish. Breadsticks. Like a blemish.
Oh my God. It was the fucking
I got a breadstick blemish.
This place is full of fat.
Yeah.
I already feel disgusted
I mean,
with myself.
It's one of my favorite. It's really bad. It's really bad.
I would still, I gotta say, I'm not being biased. I would still go to Fridays for breadsticks.
We're gonna go. I'm gonna taste test the Fridays and compare.
Yeah, but the thing about Fridays, you could have them the next day and they're still soft.
Mm.
That's what I like about them. Mm. They're like $2 for six breadsticks.
I live for that Alfredo dip. It's so good.
It is good. I would go there just for the dip and take it home. Make pasta by myself. Real pasta that's salted yeah. with the water.
That's actually not a bad idea.
Yeah.
So this was our
review.
You know, like
forced when, review.
You know, in the meme where it's like no one.
Oh yeah,
and then it's us and giving then it's our like Olive Garden review. Stop
talking about our Olive Garden experience.
Like no one, Trey and Jane talking about Olive Garden yeah. for a whole episode.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, fuck you. Pay me Olive Garden for your basic shitty breadstick.
Yeah. I feel like this was a decent review, just like your pasta.
Yeah. And listen, Secaucus Olive Garden, great service.
Great service.
Great guy.
Took a little longer.
Handsome.
Considering
handsome.
Yeah, he was a good looking guy. We walked,
good looking guy.
Considering the fact that we walked into the back and there were six open tables and we waited 45 minutes, literally started me off on a bad foot, but whatever.
You know when like you wait in line for a table at a, like you wait in line to go into a bar and you get into the bar and you go, what the fuck? It's all about appearance. Like they try to make it look like it's popping.
Oh,
but
they
it's
keep
not.
People outside just yeah. to give it the allure of like, oh my mm-hmm. God, I gotta go in there.
That's kind of what happened. I was like, we can't leave.
No, because they know it's not as good when you take it home.
It's not as good. We did it. We did it. I'm proud of you. We crushed breadsticks. I'm going to borrow.
We did leave four breadsticks left. We left the table with four remaining
no,
breadsticks.
No, Denny didn't eat them?
No, I offered them to him and he looked at me and then moved the breadsticks back to my side.
Shocked.
And I went, oh, okay.
I'm shocked he didn't crush them. He must be really full, that giant.
He had a fucking Beetlejuice size chicken cutlet. Farm. Yeah.
Chicken nugget.
Chicken nugget.
All right.
What well, are that's we
gonna
the do? Review.
I'm going to go lay down.
I give it a 6-1.
A 6-1?
Yeah.
61?
No, 6.1.
Oh. All right. Let's see what happens. All right. That's all I'm saying. To be continued.
All right.
Hope you guys liked our Halloween episode.
We're still recovering from the Bats and Baddies Halloween party, you guys. It was so much fun. Thank you, everyone who came out. We hope you all had a good time. Everyone who won prizes and the best costume, congratulations. We hope you guys come to our next event. We promise you guys all a good time every time we have a party. Or
isn't it so fun just meeting all of the listeners and the baddies? Like,
I think the best part about going to these things is the people that come by themselves that
yeah,
end up meeting friends
yes.
at these parties and mm-hmm. then continue the friendships after the party's over.
Like people are meeting their like BFFs here. It's
yeah,
crazy.
It's so weird. People say it all the time on Club Baddie on Facebook. They're always like, I just like met a lifelong friend on this page. Thank you.
We want to talk way more about this party, but we're going to save it for another episode because we're still recovering. We're yeah. drinking Gatorades right now.
Yay. Tylenol Gatorade.
Don't forget, guys, new episodes air every Tuesday. So see you next Tuesday.
Wait, hold up. Just for Halloween, we have a surprise announcement. Premiering this Thursday, the Bad Examples YouTube page will begin releasing 2 clips every week. Make sure to share and subscribe at youtube.com/badexamplespodcast. These clips are going to be shorter and more shareable. So if you have a friend that's like, what's a podcast? I don't know how to listen. Send them one of these clips. It's going to be kind of the best of, and we're going to get 2 new ones every single week. So please subscribe, share it with a friend, share it with a baddie.
Even though we are not your best examples,
We're the best you've got.
So cheers, bitches.
Cheers.
Rate, download, and subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcast. Hosted on dimlywit.com.